It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Each week we talk to Billy Freed in a segment we call Billy Freed's State of the City. And Billy Freed's on the phone with us right now. Hello, Bill.
Hello, gents. How are you?
Good. We're doing well. How are you, Tyler?
Oh, I'm good.
What's happening, Billy? Billy Freed, local businessman, activist, journalist, and radio host.
Wow, thank you. Multi-hyphenate. Well, it was a bad night for personal freedoms at city council last night.
Oh, no.
If you have an umbrella that you want to raise in your backyard, you may have to seek approval for that. They were talking about limiting the amount of lawn furniture that you could open and close or have on your...
Quite right, too. Yeah, and you know what else? They should stop women driving as well.
Okay.
No more women drivers.
Yeah, there it is again. It's been a really good morning, Billy, for Jason Fetty.
Are you referring to Saudi Arabia?
He is. He's been talking about it all day.
Wait a minute. So the umbrella thing, that presumably it's because it's blocking people's views of something else.
Exactly. You know, Laguna Beach, it's a country club, and the definition of a country club is 500 people who never had it so good who all think they should have it better.
Oh,
dang.
Is that the definition? Really? Very good. So, you got to be careful. You have to talk to your neighbors. Or what do you have to do? Or they send the cops around? Do they arrest you?
They haven't decided that yet. They've sent it to the design review to see if they can come up with some kind of code so that you have to apply. You have to go down to city council and say, I want to put a 6-foot umbrella on my patio because I'm sensitive to sun. Is that okay?
That's typical of the city council. When it's sunny, they give you an umbrella. When it's raining, they take it away. Sounds like a bit of a shady law to me. Ah, get
well,
it?
That's only, we're just getting started here. They also want you to have to get a permit to remove a tree on your own property.
Right.
And I'm mixed on that because obviously we love our trees, but we love our private freedoms and rights. And then our famous paid consultants, MIG, came up with a recommendation for limiting the amount of development and what you can do with your property in Laguna Canyon. So they're really trying to zone it as rural. And, the Louis Longhi, after he got his live-work approved, or his artist live-work approved, there's been a big campaign to make sure that nobody else can ever build something like that. So he went through... Took him 10 years to get that thing approved. But the biggest news of all, which I know you guys will find very entertaining, is that in public comments, our mayor, Tony Eisman, talked about going out to Nick's Nature Center out in the canyon and having a meeting with the environmental stakeholders and basically coming away saying that we bought our open space, the citizens of Laguna, for peace and quiet, and now it's being turned into a raceway by unruly bicyclists. And they're creating terror in our open space.
I agree.
And her recommendation is that when you go to ride a bike, you need to check in first with the ranger, and then you receive a jersey with a big number on it that you have to wear. And that way, if you are bombing downhill and you put somebody at risk, they have your number, literally, and can report you.
Like a license plate.
Like a license plate.
Yeah. Make them carry umbrellas. That would be a way to do it. If they all carried umbrellas, it would slow them down, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would. That would slow them down. It would be a nice trajectory. But, you know, I like the comment that we didn't buy it for recreational enjoyment of others. We bought it for peace and tranquility.
Is that true?
And well, no, of course not. I mean, recreation is part of the foundation of open space. And, you know, people marginalize mountain bikers in this town, but we were rated by a German mountain bike magazine as the number 2 mountain biking destination in the world, and it would be a tremendous source of great boost to our hotels in the wintertime if they did a better job of marketing to that niche. You know, they're not hooligans. They're generally pretty affluent people who can afford all that gear and mountain biking, and, you know, we don't really recognize that marketplace for what it is. And of course, you know, we need to protect our open spaces and not allow them to build trails that shouldn't be there. But as long as they're on these trails, you know, I think we have to find a way to coexist. Is there a risk? Of course. But do we need to regulate it? I don't think so.
How are they in the way? Sorry, Tyler. How are people that are mountain biking in the way of anybody? What are they saying? Are they, first of all, the law or the piece of legislation which allowed for the canyon to remain wilderness. Does it stay in there that it's supposed to remain wilderness for peace and quiet? I mean, are those words even in there?
I doubt it. I don't know, but I don't think, you know, that was certainly a subjective interpretation of why we bought the open space. I think we bought the open space because we like nature and we wanted to prevent roads from coming in and development. But we didn't say specifically this is what we prescribe as peace and quiet and nature, and to the exclusion of other people's enjoyment who might like to actually ride a bike.
And that's different from the zoning of structures on the canyon road. That's different from, obviously, you've got the open, there's two things going on here. You've got the open space where people are riding mountain bikes and yep. taking walks and just enjoying the feeling of being away from the city. And then you've got the canyon road, which is already busy with traffic and with the college and with a lot of different businesses and now Lewis Longy's artwork spaces. Those are two completely different issues. Were they sort of lumped together?
No. It's just another five-hour marathon at City Hall. And you know, the idea that we can limit development of Laguna Canyon Road flies in the face of any kind of, you know, opportunity to build affordable housing. You know, unfortunately, we don't have the real estate anywhere else in this town except for the canyon. And you know, the proposition of, you know, calling it rural when you have thousands of cars roaring by every single day, at least along the frontage of the road, is really where you have the opportunity to do some good in this town, as opposed to, okay, if you build four, they want to limit the height because Lewis's is four stories. They want to limit it to two stories. But if you're a neighbor living behind Lewis and you've got a four-story barrier from the road, actually that might make your living more rural because you won't hear the street noise.
Right. You know, you're not really looking at anything anyway, are you? You're just looking at the road.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, this Canyon Association has fought, as I said, 10 years. They fought him at the city level. He got approval from city council. They appealed it to Coastal Commission. A few months ago, he prevailed with a majority vote. It's said that they're still bringing a lawsuit claiming that it's not it's a rural area and that his building is too big. They won't give up. And yet there is a big faction in this town that says this is a worthy project. He's creating 30 units to hopefully retain some of the artists that come out of our art college who can finally find a way to afford to stay here and collaborate. Because, you know, when you're an artist, especially if you're a sculptor, you don't just need a residence. You need a studio. It's a double whammy. So now they've got a shared space. He jumped through hoops. It's more environmentally sound than any other building there. He's done everything to mitigate flooding. And it's a noisy area. There's an animal hospital right next to it. It's not exactly a rural setting.
Right, just to wrap it up, really, there's a further argument now. I think, especially, I was having breakfast yesterday at the kitchen in the canyon, and that little strip mall there, which has recently been bought by a new owner, and they're going to try and make that a bit more exciting. And there's probably an argument that the canyon should be more built up and more businesses down there and more interesting stuff, so people can stop in the canyon rather than chocking up the town with traffic.
I echo that, you know. Man. Yeah,
I think that's.
Can you imagine if the city actually made it very pedestrian friendly? You know, they were talking about widening the road by taking down the power lines. Yeah. If they were to do that and create an actual multimodal bike path, walking path, and there was places for students and young artists to live along that canyon, it could be really dynamic. It would be a great place to hang out.
Yeah, and it wouldn't bother anybody. The noise wouldn't bother anybody, And you would know that if you live in the canyon, that's what it is, a happening little part of town. And then
it's where the young people are.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Are
Billy,
any left?
It's
just me, and I'm getting older.
You are getting older, Tyler. You're not that young anymore. So, okay, great. Billy, it's wonderful that you go to the city for us and you keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on inside. Anybody that's read your articles knows that you're a great look, whether they agree with you or not, that you love the town and you only want good things for it. So we appreciate it very much.
Can I plug my show tomorrow night?
Please do.
I've got the art gallery owner, Peter Blake, and the real estate investor, troublemaker, Michael Ray, on the show. Two very outspoken critics of the city who have a lot of currency in this town. So it'll be a lively night, 8 o'clock, Laguna Talks, tomorrow night.
All right, Billy Fried with our State of the City Wednesday mornings. Thanks a lot, man. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you later.